That. Okay. Record. Wait, record to the cloud, right, Jeff? Okay, I'll do that now. Okay, say good. So today is Yud Gimel. We're on Yud Beis, some of the Beis. I believe the two dots towards the bottom, the Emes Amru. Okay? So back to discussing the Mishnah had mentioned, again, these things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So he said, what you're not allowed to do is that the Chazan, right, the Mishnah on Yud Aleph said, it says, Lo Yikro L'Or HaNer, you're not allowed to read to the, by the light, it was a candle, because you're afraid you're going to tilt it and then create and burn more. The Emes Amru HaChazan Roa Heichan Tinokos Korin, Aval Hu Lo Yikare. The Chazan can see where the Tinokos are reading, but he himself can't read. So that Gemara said, wait a second, Hamarta Reisha, he said at the beginning, right, the Mishnah says in the beginning, the Chazan is Roa, where the kids can read. So my lav likros. So doesn't that mean that he can read with them? So how does that work? The Mishnah first says lo yikara, and now it says the Chazan can read. So what's going on? So Gemara says lo. The second part of the Mishnah is not saying that the Chazan can read. Lo, it's l'sada roshei parshiosav. What the Chazan's doing, and Rashi pointed this out on the Mishnah, the Chazan can look, use the candlelight to see the parts, just to see the beginning, or just quickly scan the Parsha. Rashi says, Rashi Parsha Yosov, Umiratzim Befiv. By looking at the Rashi Parsha Yosov, just scanning it, Shemitosha Rosha Parsha Shagur Befiv, since he's an expert, he's a Balkore, because he's the Chazan, he's the Gabbai. So Mitosha Rosha Parsha Shagur Bepiv, who Niska Bekula Lamachar. He's going to remember everything for tomorrow, because he just wants a quick review. Umesayeya at Shiva HaKorin Benekudo Tameh Balachash. Because remember, we saw this in Brachos. What the Chazan does is the seven people come up, and he helps the people read. Either he does it with his fingers, and he helps them with the truck. So he has to review quickly the parsha in advance. So he can't read it, but he can review it quickly, and then he can do that with the light. He says, right, So the Gemara says, wait, the kula parsha lo, but he's not allowed to read the entire parsha. He can just scan the headings. Mesve, we're going to ask a question. We learned to the price of Shimon Gamliel Omer. Shimon Gamliel said, Hatinoka shall base Rabban, the children who are learning in the house of the Rebbe, which I guess means they had yeshiva Friday night. So Hatinoka shall base Rabban, Hayu Misajin Parshioseyan Vikorn Le'oraner. They can read on Shabbos, on Friday night, they can read by the candlelight. Right, so it seems from here, that you're allowed to read, not just scan the headings, but you're allowed to read the whole parsha. You're allowed to read the whole parsha, even on Friday night. So what is the Mishnah says you can't, and this Mishnah says, this Brisa says that the children can read to the candlelight. So Gemara says, Ivai Seima Roshi Parsha Seha. So you have two possible answers. Answer number one is to make the Mishnah and the Brisa consistent by saying when the Brisa said that the Tinoko Shoves Rabbanon can read the Parshios on Friday night, that's also talking about Rosh Parshios. It's also talking about just scanning the Parshios. It's not talking about reading it. Completely. It's just talking about scanning. And by scanning, the same thing. Just like the Chazan can scan, so too they can scan. In other words, you're scanning because they know it so well, but they just need a quick reminder. So you look at it quickly, and you're not going to spend too much time with the candlelight, so you're not going to be concerned that you'll tilt the candle. V by same, or you can say, Shani Tinokos. No, there's a difference. The Chazan, he cannot read. He cannot read by the candlelight. He only can do it by Rosh Parshal Seha, but the Tino Shobek Rabbanan, they can use the candlelight. Why? Because they have the fear of the Rebbe on them, so they're not going to come to tilt the candle. Right? Rashi says, Amos Rabbanon Aleihem. Top Rashi says, Ein poshtin yad v'shum davar afilu b'chol ela al pi Rabban. They don't do anything. They have no permission. They listen to the Rebbe. They have no permission. So even during the week, they wouldn't touch the candlelight because they're afraid of the Rebbe. They'll get a zetz because they're doing the wrong thing. So they're not going to do it during the week. The Rebbe's not going to do it on Shabbos. And therefore, we don't have any concern to make this takana rabbanon, that they shouldn't read by candlelight. We allow them to read by candlelight. Okay. All right. Good. Then the Mishnah then said, "Kayotze bo lo yochel hazav im hazavam ipnei hergel aveira." A male zav, and a female Zava, both who have these emissions, and therefore they're Tamei, they still, even though they're both Tamei, so we're not really concerned that one person is going to make the other person Tamei, they still should not eat together, because we're concerned about Hergel Aveira. We're concerned that maybe they'll become preoccupied to do the, to have relations. So Tanya, learning a Brisa, Rav Shimon Lazar Omer, Rav Shimon Lazar says, Bo urei ad heichan parsa tahara of Yisrael. Let's look and see how great, or how far the concept of tahara has spread amongst Bnei Yisrael. What does that mean, tahara? Because what they're saying, talking over here, is that people were just very, very makbid on tahara. We had the idea of that they would eat, they would treat their chulin even as if they were kodesh. So they're very makbid on tahara. Why? How does that prove it from our Mishnah? Shalosha ninu shalo yochal ha-tahar ima tameya. It doesn't say that the tahar shouldn't eat with the tameya, because you didn't have to say that. Because even if they were talking about chulin, right, they would never eat together during their days of tumah. Ella lo yochal hazav im hazava mipnei hergal aveira. The idea is that even when they're both tameh, right, when they're both tameh, they wouldn't eat. The fact is that the Mishnah doesn't have to say that the Torah shouldn't eat with the Tameah. That's a given, the Torah is not going to eat with the Tameah. The Mishnah is only giving an example, the Zav shouldn't eat with the Zav because of Hergel Aveira. But to give an example that a Torah and a Tameah shouldn't eat together, there was no point to giving that Isser, because no one would do that. No one would do that to begin with. So Kayotzeb, now the Gemara explains the beginning continuation of the Mishnah, the Kayotzeb of the Brisa. Kayotzeb lo yochal Zav Parush in Zav Amaretz. So a chaver, a zav parish, a person who's makbid and he eats chulin b'tahara, even treats his non-consecrated items as if they're tahar, he should not eat with a zav who's an amaretz. Why? Shemer yargi lenu etzlo. Because maybe now the zav this zav parish will become regularly now eat by the amaretz. The gemaras, the ki margilo etzlo mayhave. Right. So what's the big deal if he goes eats by them? They're both tamei. So what's going to come out from it? Hela'ema, maybe you should say, Shema ya'achilenu devarim tumeim. So he says, wait, well, maybe he's going to feed him things that are tamei. The Gemara says again, atu zav parush lav devarim tumeim machil. The zav parush is also tamei. Anything that he touches becomes tamei. So why are you concerned that the zav amaretz is going to feed the zav parush tumeim items when anything that the zav parush touches is also tamei? So Amar Rabbah, you don't know, Gzeira Shemi Achilenu Devarim She'ena Mesukanim. The Gzeira is that maybe the Zav Amaretz is going to feed the Zav Parish things that haven't had Trumas or Maestros, really Maestros taken off. That they're not fixed, they don't have the Maestro taken off. The Rava Amar, and Rava says, well, no, that's not the answer. Rov Ame Aretz Ma'asrim Heim. Most Ame Aretz do take off Trumas and Maestros. The Chachamim were the ones who were gozer that you shouldn't eat with them without taking it off. But since it's a gzeira de rabbanon, we're not going to make a gzeira de gzeira. You can't have a gzeira and say, okay, everything is gozer that you shouldn't eat. Things that are given to you from an amaretz, and on top of that, the zav parish shouldn't eat things that are given to him from the amaretz. I guess the thing it's two gzeiros. Elo shem yeh rogil atzlovi yachlero devarim temeim b'mei taharaso. This is what I thought it meant to begin with, but the chashash is that the zav parish shouldn't eat the zav amaretz because we're concerned lest when he's not tamei, right, to become rugged by the Amaretz, and when he's not tamei, when he's tahor, that's when the Amaretz will then feed him things that are tamei. We're concerned not now. We're concerned what will be in the future when he's no longer tamei, when he's tahor. Okay. Next, Jeff. Why do I only see you? I only see you. Oh, there's everybody. Okay, fine. All right, sorry. Okay. All right. Okay. No. My screen went small. That's all. Okay. Ibai Lehu. Okay. They asked a question in the yeshiva. Nida mahu shetishan im ba'ala he bevigdo behu bevigdo. So you have a woman who's a nida. Can the husband and wife sleep in the same bed when they're both clothed? Is there a chash now that they'll come to the day of Eira? Seems to be that in those days they didn't sleep clothed. So now when you have, when she's Nida, but they're clothed, you have some sort of heker, you have some sort of thing that they're both wearing their clothing, so that should remind them that there's an Isser for them to be in contact with each other. So can the Nida sleep with her husband in the same bed while they're both clothed? Right, Rashi says, it's like the fourth short line, Shatishan im ba'ala b'mita, kigon shehu, Shatishan, kigon shehi tam, dehu tamei, deleka lemechash mishum tahara, Are we concerned that there might be hergel vera? O dilma kevan di ika hekera midkiri dikiri. Since they had this heker of them being clothed, it'd be okay. So Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says Tashma. Let's bring a raya from chicken. Right? Ha'of ola al ola im hagvina al shulchan ve'enol nechal divrei beis shamai. So you have chicken, which is only a din derabanan that cannot be eaten with cheese. So Beis Shammai says, two people, you can have chicken and cheese on the same table, right? They can be on the same table, but ain't no necha. But the chicken and the cheese can't be eaten together, obviously, because there's a din derabanan. But the din derabanan doesn't preclude two people having one person having a chicken dish and one person having a cheese dish on the same table. Beis Hillel say, lo ole velo necha. Not only can they not be eaten together, but you can't have two people on the same table eating together. Right, Rashi says, "Al shulchan, it's my Beis Shammai." He says, "She'ochel of mutter laniach baser of eitz v'lagvina." Take a sorry Beis Shammai, baser of pachal of lav doraisa v'lo gazrinu halah atu achila. He says that chicken and milk and chicken is only din derabanan, and they didn't make the gazera to be on the same table. And Beis Hillel seems to say they did make the gazera to be on the same table. So you see from here that you can't have something that's usher. I guess you have this din. You have this so too by us. That the man and the woman should not be in the same bed because we're concerned lest you come to the Aveira. The same way that we're concerned that lest you might mix the chicken and the cheese, so too we're concerned with the man and the husband and the wife. So Mara says, wait a second, no. Shani Hassam, over there, I said it badly, but over there, the Lekadeos, over there, by the case of the chicken, the problem is that it's talking about we only have one person. It's a person who puts the chicken and cheese on the same table by himself. So there's Lekadeos. There's only one person there, so there's nobody to remind him, right? The Lekadeos. But by the case of the Nida and her husband in the bed, they're two of them. They're two people. There's what's called Deos. So now, since we have two people, we have less concern because most likely one will be able to remind the other that what to do is wrong. The Gemara says, "Hachinami mustabra dehechad ikad deos shiny," and also makes sense to say that when there are multiple deos, when there's more than one person involved in this area of suffix, that it's going to be different because the Katani Sefer, because the talk about in the chicken Mishnah or Brisa, the end of there says, "Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer shnei achsan mayoyim." So you have two guests, right? So you have two guests at the inn. They can both eat on the same table. Ze ochel basar, ze ochel gmina. One eating meat and one eating cheese. They ain't choshen, and we're not concerned that they're going to eat from each other. So you see there, just like in our case, when there's ikadeos, when you have two different people at the table, we're not going to be concerned. So just like by one person eating meat and one person eating milchiks, you're okay with it at the same table. So too by us, if they're clothed, if there are two people in the bed, there's ikadeos, and they will be able to remind each other, and it shouldn't be a problem. The Gemara says, wait a second, no. Below Itmar Law, but didn't we learn on that Mishnah that when Rav Shimon Gamliel said that two people can eat on the same table, Amr of Chanim Bar Ami, Amr Shmuel, Lo Shana Elosh Ema Kirin Zedze. That's only if they don't know each other. So if they don't know each other, we're not going to have any concern that they're going to have a cross pollination between the milchiks and fleshes. Aval Makirin Zedze, but if they do recognize each other, Asur, then it would be Asur. Everyone. My internet connection is unstable. Okay. Asurim. Then it's Asur. Hachinami, so too by us. The husband and wife, they recognize each other. They know each other. It's Makirin Zedze Ninu, and therefore there should be a chash. There should be a problem. So the Gemara says, wait, Hachi Hashta. There's a difference also. We're missing out another thing. The difference is, I'll say that aside first, the difference is the case by the Milchak and Fleshuks. So it's two people who, if they know each other, then you have a problem. But that's it. By our case, it's two people who know each other, so we have the concept of deos. But on top of that, they're both clothed, so there's a heker. So if there's a heker, we have two things here that lean towards kula. Number one, deos. Number two is heker. The heker, the fact that they're clothed. The Gemara says, "Hachi hashta, hasam deos ika." Over there, by the guests eating at the same table, there's only two deos. But shinui leka. But no one's making any difference. No one's changing their method of eating. They're eating the regular way. Therefore, when they recognize each other, we still have the chashash that they'll eat from each other. But hacha, by the case of the nida and her husband, ika deos, they're two people, so we have different deos. The ika has shinoi, and there's also a shinoi. The shinoi being is that they're fully clothed. No one's wearing their PJs, and they're fully clothed. That's a big hecker. So that's why the Gemara says. So therefore, you can't learn out from the case of the chicken, because maybe over there they're not allowed to eat, but maybe by us you are allowed to be in the bed together. So Ika da Amri. So some learned this the Raya with different lashon. It's just the same Shaka Vitaria. So Tashma, let's bring a Raya from the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, Shtei achsananim ochem al shulchan echad. Two guests can eat on the same table. Zeh basar v'zikvina. One eating milchuk, one eating fleishuk. The Itamar Lam, we learned on that Mishnah. Amr Chanin bar Ami, Amr Shmuel. When do we say that the two guests can eat the table? Lochshanu, eat at the same table. Is Lochshanu elosh im akirin zeh. They only say that if they don't recognize each other. They don't know each other. Aval akirin zeh, but they do know each other, usher. Then it'll be usher. So Hachinami, so too, Haninami, and so too, the case of the need and the husband, Makim Zenzeh, they recognize each other, and therefore it should be usher. Gemara says, no, you can't learn out from the Milcha Kafleisha case, because Hasam Deus Ika, there, the only issue there, the only thing that you have there, is that they have two different Deos, but Shinoi Leka, but there's no Shinoi, there's no Heker, they didn't change anything, but Hacha, by the case of the need and her husband, Ika Deos, Ika Shinoi, there's both Deos and there's both Shinoi, so we cannot learn out from the case of the people eating milchuk and fleishuk together. So what's the story? What's the story with the nida, can she and her husband, who are clothed, lie down in the same bed together? So Tashma, let's bring a raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Lo yochal hazav im hazava mishum hergel aveira. The zav and the zava should not eat together because of hergel aveira. So here we're saying, even when we have deos, right? Even when we have two different people, they shouldn't eat together. So hachanami, so too by us, deus ika. So Samara says, no, hachanami, deus ika, shinoi leka. You can't bring a raya from our Mishnah because it's the same thing. The case by our Mishnah is that we just have two people, but there's no shinoi, there's no change in their behavior that makes it different. Again, our case has deos and shinoi because they're both being clothed. So don't bring a raya from the zav and zava case. I'm not sure what the havamin is to bring the raya. It's the same answer that we had from the case in the Milcha Kapleshah case, which is a Mishnah in Chulin. So I don't know. So the Gemara brings another raya. So Tashma, let's bring a raya from here. So now the quoting of Pasuk in Yecheskel, where Yecheskel is apparently praising an Ish Tzaddik, a righteous man. I'm not sure what the praise is, because it seems to be that the man is doing what he's supposed to do. So see, he says, El Haharim lo achal. I guess he didn't eat by the mountains. The Einav lo nasa al guli beis Yisrael. He never set his eyes on any avodah zarah. Ves eishes re'eyo lo tima. He never had bia with his friend's wife. Vel isha nida lo yikrav. And he never had bia with his, he didn't come close to his wife who was a nida. I would say shkoyach. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. But okay, he's being praised by Yecheskel. But you see over here in the pasuk, it says eishes re'eyo and isha nida. So Gemara says, "Makeish isha nida li eishes re'eyu." There's a comparison now between his wife who's a nida and his friend's wife. Ma eishes re'eyu. When it comes to his friend's wife, hu bevigdo v'hi bevigdo aser, that you're not allowed to have yichud or be together. According to Rashi, there's an isra yichud to be together with your friend's wife, even if you're clothed, right? So too when it comes to ishto nida, where there's no isra yichud, but nevertheless, hu bevigdo v'hi bevigdo aser. Should be usher to be together with your wife in the same bed, even when you're clothed. Just like, it's an interesting, I guess, right? Look at Rashi says. Rashi says, it's towards the bottom. Ma ishes re'eyu, the usher lan yichud min ha-Torah b'kiddushin. So your ishes re'eyu, you're not allowed to have yichud. Even if you're clothed, you can't have yichud. So your ishanida, you can't be in the same bed, even if you're clothed. So the Gemara says, Shmamina, that's how we learn it out from there. Tosfos doesn't like Rashi Svara, because based on the Limud, Tosfos says, if you're learning it out from the, you're not allowed to have yichud with your neighbor's wife, then the limud should be that you're not allowed to have yichud with your wife who's a nida, which we know is not the case. So Tosfos says, just says it's a Svara, he doesn't learn it out from yichud. Okay. So therefore we see, we have a proof from this Brisa, from this Limud, that you're not, even if you're clothed, you're not allowed to be in the bed with your wife when she's a nida. Upliga de Rabbi Padas. And this argues, right, this drasha, I guess, argues on Rabbi Padas. The Amar Rabbi Padas had said, Lo asra Torah ela kurva shel gilui arayos bilvad. The only thing that the Torah asers when it comes to arayos is actually having bia, right? Rashi said, bless Rashi, gilui arayos tashmish mamish. The only thing that's usher with an erva, with someone who's an arayos, is, or someone who's not your wife, I guess, is tashmish. The shar korva, and all these other being close with, afilu kiruv basar, even negia, to use the teenager term, ikiruv basar, that's only usher midarabanan. So that is only din darabanan. right? V'hi b'vigda afilu midirabanan lekla migzer. So she, you know, what's usher is just the bia, and then you're not allowed to have what the isher kirva with your wife who's a nida would only be in the rabbanon, as in the same bed when you clothe would only be another derabbanon. So it'd be a derabbanon, which we don't do. So that Rashi says, the Gemara says, right? Upliga derabbi pedas, amar pedas, lo usher Torah, ela korva shel gilur arayis bilvad, shenemar ish ish al kol sha'er b'saro lo sikravu. What's the isher? Ligalos erva. So that's the only isser. So too over here, we wouldn't have this gezerah of the man, the husband and the wife not being able to be in the bed clothed together. But that's a double derabanan. It's, right? It's only a din derabanan that if they touch each other and if they're clothed, we're going to say another derabanan. They can't be in the same bed together. So he doesn't hold that. I guess Rabbi Pedas doesn't hold of the whole, you know, half of the chasan and kala class as they're talking about the harchakos that we have with between a husband and a wife when she's in nida. The Gemara then says, Ula, so kihava asimi bei rav. So it's interesting also, Ula, when he would get to the base medrash, or leave to the base medrash, have a minashik luhu la achvasei abei chadayu, va'amrila abei yadayu. So he would kiss his sisters. But one mandarma says he would kiss his sisters on their chest, and one mandarma says he would kiss his sisters on her hand, which is a whole shayla to do about showing, about touching and showing just love and just hugging and kissing a sister. It's a whole another sugya. So that's what he would do. He would kiss his sisters. But the Gemara then says, the Gemara points out, upliga didei adidei. But his hanhaga, the behavior that he would do to kiss his sisters, actually contradicted what he would normally say, because he would say the amar ula would say afilu shum kirva aser, any getting close to any touching of an erva, which your sister is usher mishum, because he says, it says we always say lech amri nazira sechor sor lekarmelo tikrav. We always say to the nazir, go basically walk around the field, walk around the vineyard, don't walk through the vineyard lest you come to eat the anavim. So too, when it comes to arayos, we should tell the person to be very careful, and even something that's not actually, you know, usher, that you shouldn't do either. So apparently Ula's behavior contradicted his drasha, which I don't think is such a big deal because people do it all the time. But the Gemara seems to leave that as they're just saying that Ula, what Ula did contradicted what Ula taught. Josh, okay? Oh, okay. Sure. I saw your eyes for a second. Okay. Tana de Ve'elio. Okay. So now we have a very also interesting case. Tana de Ve'elio, they learned in the Brisa. So de Ve'elio, some people say, is the Brisa of Eliyahu Navi. So that would be very interesting in this case. So Maisa v'Talmid Echad. There's a story that took place with one Talmud Chacham. Shoshana Harbe. He learned a lot of Mishnayos. V'Kara Harbe. And he learned a lot of Torah. V'Shim, right, Chumash. V'Shimesh Talmid Echad Harbe. And he learnt by a lot of Rabbanim, and they explained to him everything. Umeis b'chatzi yomav, yet he died prematurely. He died early. And his wife was upset. V'haise ishto notelis tfilov, so his wife took his tefillin. Umechazartam, and she took him with him, and she would run around. B'bate knesios v'bate midrashos, she would go to each of the shuls and each of the v'bate midrashim. B'amar lahem, and say to the people learning them, Ksiv Torah says in the Torah, about the Torah, Kihucha Yecha V'Orechimecha. The Torah is your life, and you have long and long days from learning Torah. But Ba'ali, Shoshana Harbe, my husband, who learned a lot, V'Kara, who learned a lot of Mishnayos, V'Kara Harbe, and learned a lot of Chumash, V'Shimish Tamil Chachamim Harbe, and learned a lot of, and was Mishamish Tamil Chachamim, and learned by the Rabbeim, V'Pnei Ma Meis B'Chetzi Yomav. Why did he die at so early? Why did he die prematurely? V'lo Haya Adam Machzira. And nobody was able to answer. No one can answer anything. Pamachas nisarachti etzla. So one time I was a guest by her. So who was the guest? So if you say this is Tana de Elio, then I guess it's Elio Anavi. Or if it's a Tana who's named Elio, then it was just Tana Elio. But so pamachas nisarachti etzla, v'haisa masicha kol osa ma'ora. And she was telling me the whole story. What was the whole happening? What happened? V'amarti lo, and I said to her, Biti, my daughter, b'meidu duseich mahu etzlach. When you were Nida, the 7 days that you were seeing blood, right? What did he do? How did he behave with you? So Amr Ali, she said, wait, we're talking about Chas v'Shalom. Chas v'Shalom. Afilo etzba katanam nagabi. He didn't even touch it with his pinky. So then he says, okay, b'meili bunech, but by Yeshiva Nikiyim, right? Now that by Yeshiva Nikiyim, maho etzlech. How did you behave towards you during your Shiva Nikiyam when you were no longer asking me the Raisa, but now it's the Rabbanan? So he says, oh, well, during those days, Achal himi, he ate with me, Vishasa imi, and he drank with me, Vishasa imi, Bikir of Basar, and he slept next to me, touching me, but lo al saldaito al davar acher. But he never had a thought, you know, Chas v'shalom, to violate the Isser Torah of having beer with me. Varmarti lo, so I said to her, very consoling words, Baruch ha-makam shaharagu, blessed be God who killed him. Shalom nasa panim la-Torah, because he didn't pay attention to the Torah. Shari Omra Torah, the Torah says, Vel isha benidas tu masa lo tikrav. A woman who is in her days of nida, you can't even come close. You can't come close, you can't touch. So this woman, who was still technically a nida, because she was during her Shiv Nikiyam, he violated, I guess, the dinim de Rabbana. Right? Rashi says, beneath the last of the wide lines on top, benidas tu masa, the ad shetavo b'mayim letvila, until she goes into mikvah, he benidasa. What's going on? So she would bled for 7 days, and then what? And the Talmud Chacham thought that, okay, now it's done. But she has to still go to mikvah. Even if she keeps Shiva Nikiyam, Ten Nikiyam, whatever it is, she's still Asmi Doraisa until she goes to Mikvah. Right? V'acha tavo b'mayin l'tvila hi b'nidasa. The marvina mitihye b'nidasa. Behav yosti acha tavi b'mayin. She has to go into Mikvah. So the question is, what does Talmud Chacham think? Like, what was his havim, you know? So that's a good question. So I see on the bottom here? Maybe it's in the art scroll. That he felt that this woman went to mikvah. This woman did go to mikvah after the shiva days of her being anida. But then this whole idea of shiva nikiyam, they would go to mikvah again. So he felt that after the first time she went to mikvah, so she's motu midoraisa because she went to mikvah. Now there's the rabbanon. He wasn't machmir on the rabbanon, and that's why it says that when he says baruch hamakom shaharago, the language that Eliyahu Navi says is shlo nasa panim latorah, like he didn't turn his face to the Torah. If he was really vying on Issa Doraisa, it should say that he was lo mekayim divrei Torah. What's this language of lo nasa panim la-Torah? So maybe that's an indication that what's going on here is not a real din Doraisa. It was that he violated the Rabbanan. And the only way to say that is that she probably went to mikvah after her yemei nida were over, but she didn't go to mikvah again after the shiva. He didn't wait for her to go to mikvah again after the shiva nikiyam. Right, and that's exactly, if you look at Tosfos be mainly vonech on the right side. So if you go like the third short line, is Rabbeinu Tam Perish. It said Rabbeinu Tam Perish Shahayu. Oh, that's where I saw it. I saw it in Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam Perish Shahayu Rugilim Litvo Shtei Tfilos. They used to go to mikvah twice. Achas Lasof Shiva L'Riyasa. After one, 7 days after she saw her bleeding, she Tohor Midoraisa. Right, now she's Tohor Midoraisa. Ubahach Tfila. And after 7 days of white, after the Shiva Nikiyam, she would go again. And that's why the man was Mekel. The Rashi Haya Noig Isser. Oh, he says that's period. Then he goes also over here. He says Rashi Haya Noig Isser LaHoshit Mafteich Miyadol LiYadav Medidusa. Rashi wouldn't even hand the keys to his wife while she was in the Menida. He would have the Harchakos. So, not for our topic now, but this goes into the whole idea of the harchakos when it comes to when your wife is in nida, what you're supposed to, what you're supposed not supposed to do. There are three different types of harchakos. There are three categories. There's a harchaka that is too close. You're doing things that are too much. I mean, you're always concerned lest it come to maisa aveir, to bia. So there's ideas of hugging and kissing that you can't do for sure. Then there's ideas that the woman can't do something for the husband to service him. I guess in those days, the wife would do more for the husband. She can't make his bed, can't serve him certain things. And then we have other things. You have these harchakos at the table to have certain hakerim. That's just to remind you of the status that you guys are in to make sure that you don't come to the day of Eira. Okay. Back in the Gemara, right before the... Oh, we still didn't get to the Mishnah. Right before the Mishnah. Ki asar Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he would say, Mita chada Havye, what does that mean? So they're explaining, right? They're explaining about what this Talmud did. So what did he do that was wrong? So ki asar Rav Dimi amar mitachada havye. They were in the same bed, right? They didn't necessarily touch each other, but they were lying down in the same bed. Uba amarav amri, but in Eretz Yisrael they would say amar Yitzchak bar Yosef sinar mafsik beino lebeina. They would I guess. I don't know, it's like a chastity belt or something like that. How does the article translate sinar? Oh, he wore knickers. Okay, so he went. He was. They weren't. Oh, good to know. Okay, so I guess I did. So they would say, I guess in Israel, what they would say is that he didn't really, they weren't necessarily together, naked, but at least he was wearing nikkud between the mask and the Lebeina, so therefore he was doing some sort of heker, but he was still violating the idea that they shouldn't have had this kiruv basar when she was still Benita. Okay. Now we're starting the next couple pages of really, really difficult Gemara. We're talking about the Takanos Yudches Devarim. So the Mishnah is going to say that there was this one time they went into the attic of Chizkiyahu ben Garon, and at that point in time in history, the Talmidim of Beis Shammai were outnumbered the Talmidim of Beis Hillel, and then they paskened in these 18 matters like Beis Shammai. Most of them have to do with Tumah V'Tahara, it seems to be. There's charts all over the place of what those 18 things are. If you look in the Mishnayos, the Bartanur, he has it laid out nicely. So we'll start. And they're not all in one Mishnah, and it's Machlokas of what they all are, of course, but we'll start here. The Elu min ha-halachos sh'amru ba'alios Hananya ben Chizkiyahu ben Garon. These are from the halachos that were said in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiyahu ben Garon. Sh'alu livakaro, they went up to visit him. The question is why they're visiting him. The nimnu, and they counted, the rabu beis shammai beis hillel. And Talmidei beis shammai were greater than Talmidei beis hillel. Ushmona asadvarin gazru bo bayom. And they made 18 gezeros that day. So Gemara's going to ask right away, what's the word vav? V'elu. So if it's v'elu, that means it's connecting to what was beforehand. So maybe some of the things that we just mentioned till now are included in the takanos of what happened in this attic. So Gemara says right away, Amalei Abaye le Rav Yosef, elu tanan o v'elu tanan. Are we saying words elu, which means we're counting from here forward, or v'elu, which means we're including things that we already mentioned? And these are like v'elu mishpatim, vav mosif al inyan rishon, right? So Gemara says v'elu tanan. If you say v'elu with a vav, hani de amaron. So the halachos that we already just mentioned in the previous mishnah on Dafir Aleph would be included in the 18. O elu tanan, or just elu tanan without the vav, de ba'ina lemeimer kamal. The things that we're going to list going forward. So tashma. So let's learn from a brisa. So what were the things that we mentioned before on Daf Yud Aleph? The gezeiros over there were lo yetzah chayit b'machto, but it could or lo yipoles kelev. You're not supposed to check your clothing for lice with the candle, and lo yikrel or aner. So the Gemara says, learning a brisa. The brisa says ain polin lo or aner, the ain korin lo or aner. Right? We don't check for lice by the candlelight. We don't read by the candlelight. The elu min halachos sh'amru ba'alios Hananya ben Chizkiyahu ben Garon, and these are amongst the halachos that were learned in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiyahu ben Garon. So these are two of the 18. Those two last two things that we learned in the previous Mishnah are included in the 18 things that we learned in the attic of Chizkiyahu ben Garon. Shma mina the elu tanan shma mina. So therefore the elu tanan. So according to elu, the ones who say elu without the vav, they have to come up with two more takanos. If we say the elu, then we already had two, and now we're going to have 16 more, I guess. So the Gemara then says, now that we mentioned Hanan ben Chizkiyah, the Gemara is going to mention who he was. So Tana Rabbanan, Mikasav Megillas Tainus. Who was the author of Megillas Tainus? Again, Megillas Tainus was a brisa that had listed all these Yomim Tovim, Second Temple Yomim Tovim, because of miracles that happened to them, and that they were usher, you're not allowed to fast on them, you're not allowed to have hespedim on them, also the day before. So they asked all these things, Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus was batal after a time, but after the Chorban, except for Hanukkah and Purim. So Amru. And also, there was clearly, if you look at Megillas Tainus, there are clearly things that are added in at later dates. But still, Megillas Tainus was—it's mentioned throughout Shas. I think actually, when we get to the Gemara, the Hanukkah Gemara is in a few days. That's also from a Brisa, Megillas Tainus. So Amru, Hananya ben Chizkiyah v'Siyoso, Hananya ben Chizkiyah and his Chabura, they were the ones who authored Megillas Tainus. So Hayu mechabavin asatzaros. They would love the tsar that happened. Not that they loved the actual pain that happened. They would recognize when HaKadosh Baruch Hu would save them from the tsaros. And the nace of being saved was very beloved to them, that they would remember it and they would write it. So Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Afanan mechavin asatzaros, so too, we too, now in our days, love the tsaros. We love the fact that we get saved. But why do we not write a Megillas Tainus? About Manasseh says, what can we do? In Bano Lichtov, if we would write all the tzaros that we're being saved from, Einu Nafnu Maspikim, right? We wouldn't have enough ink to write everything. We're saved all the time. We're always in tsar, and therefore we won't be able to write a book. It would be nonstop. davar acher she'ein shote nifka. The problem is also is that people don't either we don't won't be enough, or on the other side, we're all fools and we don't even recognize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, and we wouldn't be able to write down, we wouldn't be able to recognize the all the riboy anisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us. And davar acher, another reason that we don't write Megillas Tainus now, ein b'sar hanesh margish b'izemel. The flesh of a dead body doesn't feel when it's being cut. So to us, we're so immune, we're considered like dead bodies, we're so immune to what goes around us, and we don't recognize all the miracles and wonderful things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, we're numb to it, so writing it down won't make a difference. The Gemara says, Aini, we're asking the last statement, that Ein Basar Meis Margish B'Zemel, Aini, is that true? The Hamar Rabbi Yitzhak, the Rabbi Yitzhak said, Kasha Rima Lameis Kimacha B'Basar Achai. The worm going through the body, when the neshama sees the worms eating the flesh of the mace, that's as difficult for the person, kimachas b'sarachai, like a needle going through his flesh. Shneamar ach b'saro alav yichav, v'nafsho alav te'achel. So you see, I guess, from here, that the mace does feel the yizemel, because it's the worm through the rotted flesh, I guess, is just as painful as the needle through the live flesh. So you see that the mace does feel the needle. So ein b'sar hamace shel chai margish b'izemel. Now you should say that a person, if you're alive and you have dead skin on you, that you don't feel the needle going through it. And that's just like us. We don't feel the pain, and we don't recognize what's going on to give proper thanks to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. So now we're going again. We can explain it. So now we have one statement. So now we have Hanina ben Chizkiah was the person who authored Megillas Tainus. And Hanina ben Chizkiah is also, we'll see right now, the person who basically saved Sefer Yecheskel. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, right, it says, Baram, however, Zachor Osoa Ish Latov, remember this man for good, the Hananya ben Chizkiah Shemo, his name is Hanina ben Chizkiah, Shel Malihu, if not for him, Nigna Sefer Yecheskel. Sefer Yecheskel would have been put in Keniza. Why? Shahayu Devarim Sosim Devei Torah. Because outwardly it appears that certain things in Sefer Yecheskel contradict the Torah. Rashi gives a few examples. So if you look at Rashi, Divrei Torah, I don't know where to say it. It's about halfway, a little more than halfway down in the short lines. So it says Divrei Torah. What's the example? Kigon Nevelu v'Treifa. A pasuk in Yecheskel says that Nevelu v'Treifa lo yochlo kohanim. It says that the kohanim are not allowed to eat Nevelu v'Treifa, which implies that non-kohanim can eat Nevelu v'Treifa, which is against the Torah, because it's not allowed to eat Nevelu v'Treifa. Right? It says Kigon Nevelu v'Treifa lo yochlo kohanim ha Yisrael ochlim. That means Yisrael can. Ukagon v'chein maiseh b'shiva chodesh. That there's an idea of bringing these karbanos on the seventh of a month. There's no place in the Torah where you bring a korban on the seventh of the month, only you bring on the first of the month. So there's all these places where there seem to be contradictions. So ma'asa, the Gemara completes. So what did he do? What did Hananya ben Chizkiah do? Ma'asa. He'elulo shlosh me'os garbe. He went up into his attic with 300, 300 cans or something, 300 garbe of shemen, 300 candles and 300 an oil to last him so he can work throughout the night. And gave him food, I hope. The Yashav Ba'aliyah V'Darshan. And he went up to his attic, and he went through Sefer Yecheskel, and he darshaned all the apparent contradictions to give us the answers. And therefore, he saved Sefer Yecheskel. So I think it's in this attic that we now have that the Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, I guess they went up to visit him, and at one point in time, Beis Shammai was more numerous than Beis Hillel, and we paskened. And the Mishnah said, Ushmon Asar Dover Gazru Bo Bayom in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiah. So my Ninhu. So what are these 18 things that they would go there? So we're going to list all of them, and maybe tomorrow we'll start going through them more in detail. So my ninhu shmona sardavar. What are the 18 things? Ditnan. So the first thing is a Mishnah in Zavim. It's in Perikay in Zavim. It says elu poslim esar truma. The Mishnah in Zavim gives a list of things that pasal truma. So you have to look at the language when it comes to tuma. So tuma usually goes from step A and goes down a step to step B. So when you say that the tumor that is passed on and that the next level can then be metamis something else, we say that the first level was metamis something. But if you say something possible something, that means A is Tame, it passes B, but the Tumah can't then go from B to C. That's the last level. That means it's Pasel. So we're going over here, we're talking about things that Pasel Trumah, which means you are Tame, and by touching the Trumah, you make it Pasel, meaning the Trumah now is Pasel itself, but it can't pass the Tumah further down, which means when it comes to Trumah, it's on a level of a Shlishi. Right? Trumah can become Tame, can become Pasel of the Shlishi, and it can't create a Revi. Something that's Hektesh, like a Karban, can get a Revi. Most things, Chulin, only can go to the level of Sheni. Right? So you have the dead body, which is Avi Avos Atuma. Someone touches that, they're an Av, they're a bunch of Avos. Then you have a Rishon Sheni. For Chulin, it ends at Sheni. For Truma, it can continue to a Shlishi. And for Kachem, it can continue all the way to a Revi. So, the Mishnah is now listening. This Mishnah... Oh, really? This Mishnah is Oven? Very cool. All right, you're up. No, okay, fine. Yeah. It is a list. It is a list. Okay, so let's go to the list. So it's a list, I think, of eight things. All right, so the list of these are things that they pass on the truma. So number one, ha'ochel ochel rishon. So if you have an individual, if you ate something that was a Rishon Lutuma, so as you become Tamei, and the Dindur Rabbanan, now you also can create, you're going to passel, if you eat a Rishon, then you're going to become, you become a Rishon as well, and then you touch the Sheni, you become a Sheni, and then you're going to passel the Truma if you touch it. That's number one. The Ochel Ochel Sheni. And even if you eat a Sheni, meaning they said if you eat a Sheni Lutuma, you maintain the status of Sheni, and then by touching the Truma, you make it into a Shlishi, you passel it. That's number two. The Hashose Mashkin Tameim. If you drink a liquid that is Tame, you're going to become a Sheni, and therefore if you touch the Truma, you passel it. The Haba Rosho Virubo B'mayim She'uvim. Basically, if you take a bath, if you take majority of your head or your body in drawn water, you would become Tameh. This was done because people would think they would take a shower or they would go into a bath after they went to mikveh, which was dirty, and then they would say, oh, that's the clean water that's making me clean. So they made a gzeir that you became Tameh. So you became Tameh as a level of a Sheni, and therefore, if you touch the Truma, it's a Shlishi. And also, Vitar, Adam Tar, Shenaflu Arosho Verubo Shlosha Lugim Ayim Shuvim. This is like a shower. Like if three Lugim of drawn water is poured on you, you also become a Sheni and create a Shlishi by the Truma. And the Hasefer, we've learned also that the Kisvei Kodesh have the status of Tumah status. If you touch them, you become a Sheni, and therefore if you touch the Truma, they become a Shlishi. The Yadayim, Stam Yadayim, right? Your Stam hands without Netilas Yadayim are a Sheni. The Tful Yom, so we have a problem with this one, because this is a Din D'Oraisa, right? The Tful Yom, someone who was Tovel for his Tumah that day, but the sun hasn't yet set. So the Gemara's going to deal with that one, because Tful Yom, I think, and pointed out, the Gemara's going to ask, Tful Yom passes the Truma in the Torah. So, and we're only listing Zerus to Rabbanan. So what's Tful Yom doing there? And Vaha Ochlim, Vaha Kelim, Shenitmu B'mashkim. And food items and utensils that touched liquids. All these things get the din of a Sheni, and they passel. And they passel the truma. If they touch the truma becomes passel. One second. So let's. All right. So maybe we'll stop here, and then we'll continue tomorrow, same time, literally same channel. We'll pick up tomorrow, going a little more detailed with the 18 things. All right, guys. Everybody have an excellent day. You too, guys. Take care.